This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Joe Farr, good to have you here.
Sure, Dave.
Again, as you know, it's not about much about economic data, but I think it's going to be interesting what we have going on this week, and especially focusing on the Dow. And I've been saying, as soon as you get past this COVID, we start getting into earnings reports and really looking at what's going on, especially with oil down. I think we could have another spike down that could pierce through the 18,000 level and go down precipitously from there. Hope it doesn't happen. What are your thoughts?
We've been on a nice little recovery. You know, when mm-hmm. like I reported last week, I think we've now recovered more than half of the drop from the February 12th high, I think it was. We had recovered 50% of that drop. And so moving in the right direction, although today we're down a little bit, but that's related to oil prices, as you mentioned, being down, and stocks, Dow's being driven lower by the big oil companies. But MBS prices are down just a little bit today as well. We had a pretty nice day on Friday and then reversing some of these gains. After a pretty big drop in prices the first part of last week, we have been pretty stable as far as MBS mm-hmm. prices go. You look back over the whole month of April, it's really been almost a flat line, which is nice to say, is nice to have, but you know, there's still a pretty significant disconnect. I'll get into that in just a minute. You know, we had some news coming out of the Fed. They have been ratcheting up and down their purchases of MBS and Treasury. In the last 2 weeks, they've been announcing reductions in those purchases. Going back 2 weeks ago, they were on a pace of about $25 billion of purchases, and now they're down they went down to 15, now they're down to 10. Billion in purchases. So they've been less of an effect in the market, but they also, I think they pretty much realized that they weren't affecting the market much, at least not when you get down to the mortgage rate part of it. There's been a real disconnect when you mm-hmm. look at mortgage rates versus other things. Matthew Graham did a really good presentation in his morning announcement on MBS Live, where he graphed out some comparisons of the spread between MBS and mortgage rates and the spread between MBS and treasuries, and it really was an effective presentation. And so, you know, looking at the week ahead, and as you've been talking about, what you talked about on Friday is, will servicers begin to get some relief assurances, and therefore will the market have the confidence in MBS, primarily Fannie and Freddie, right, since Ginny's already given them some, to cause investors to accept a lower yield and to get that spread between Treasury and MBS lower, and that's and the actual spread between MBS and mortgage rates lower. So that's really going to be the thing I'd be watching out for this week. During the week, we do have home sales data, both new and existing home sales data will come out this week, but it's like March data and really will not have the full impact of what coronavirus is doing to our originations, our closings. Jobless claims come out again. It's been pretty astronomical, as we all have seen. It's in the right direction, though. The only good thing about it, right? Went from six to mid-six to five something, and the forecast for this week is 4 million. So that's still a lot of people that are filing claims, but at least it's trending in the right direction.
It is trending in the right direction, but again, where are we headed? We got a lot of uncertainty ahead of us, Joe, so it'll be really interesting. Appreciate you being here with us. Thank you for your report. Appreciate it very much. Special thank you goes out to our sponsors, the Mortgage Bankers Association of America, Finastra, Lenders One, Mortgage Collaborative, the Community Mortgage Lenders of America, Indicom, Accelerate, Ainsworth Advisors, AI Assist, Celebrity Home Loans, Knowledge Coop, Mobility RE, Modex, Velma, Vendor Surf, and Vidyard. Thank you so much for tuning in, everybody. Have a great week, and look forward to seeing you back here next week. Thank you.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.